Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day getting into your word and being strengthened for this walk, walking with Jesus in the very footsteps of Jesus. So thank you, Lord, that not only have we got the wonderful calling of doing that which you've done and being loved as you were loved, we also have your presence with us. The power of the Holy Spirit backs up the love of God, the unique story, plan, the purpose that you have for our lives, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just keeping us humbly in your hands, too busy with the good to do the bad. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 1, verse 8 to 11. For we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about our trouble in the West Coast province of Asia Minor. How we were utterly weighed down beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life itself. Indeed, we felt within ourselves that we had received the sentence of death, and were convinced that we would die. But this happened so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead. He rescued us from so great a threat of death, and will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope, and he will again rescue us from danger and draw us near. While you join in helping us by your prayers, then thanks will be given by many persons on our behalf for the gracious gift of deliverance granted to us through the prayers of many believers.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here we can just see, you know, Paul and any servant of God that's walked with God for a while and been through things can just say the same thing. They don't want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, but you have trouble, and that trouble is squeezing. That's why it's nice saying it, where it says, count it all joy when you face various trials. But that scripture in your mouth sounds nice. But when you go through it, it's not nice. Amen. It's the valley of the shadow of death. But knowing is so important, that you're going to come through, that God has not brought you to a place of where you have to despair and you have to think it's an end, because you know he starts a work and he completes it. So you hold on to the truth of the word, and these are truths that needed to be ingrained in you in the beginning of your walk. That you need, I'm staying with my God. My God called me, my God loves me, and my God has got a plan with me. And you hold on to these promises, because these promises are God's promises. And in the same way, the beautiful, the Lord is my shepherd. And though I go through the valley, I'm not going to stay there. And I'm not going to die in that. I'm going to go through. So as children of God, you get called, and then he prepares you. And you don't jump from baby into a son led by the Spirit. What my father tells me that I do, I only do that which he wants me to do. Yes, we do start there. That's where we start. But the Lord meets us beautifully, like a father would meet his child that's just been born, and he takes you on this road. And when you get these squeezings, it's an opportunity to just to stay close. Look to the Lord. Don't bring out the flesh. Look to the Lord. Hear from him, because he's got a wonderful purpose for you. But that purpose takes backbone. Amen? More than jawbone. And that backbone and that staying with him, later on you can have the jawbone as well, and you can testify to his goodness. So know it's a wonderful calling. You call to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and beautifully now with Jesus. So that's such a privilege when you are going through things, when those testings come, when that sufferings come, and even to the point of thinking you're going to die, like Paul did over here. And he wants us to know this is what happens. But it's a chance to set your hope on the Lord, run to him and not from him. and he's going to come through. And that's what I've seen in these 40 years I've been with the Lord. And one thing that is so important, you've got to just humble yourself. You've got to stay humble. If you're proud and arrogant, he stands back and he just watches. And he's not involved. But when you run close to him, he's involved with every step of taking you through that squeezing and making you stronger. Because what are you actually doing? What is happening to you? You are learning to experience what every brother and sister experiences when they walk with the living God. And so these experiences, these can be like, it feels like terrible adventures at first, but later on you see the goodness that has come from it. And that goodness that has come from working through that specific experience, you can help other people and encourage them. And then you can hear, like it says in verse 11, also encourage them with prayer. So all we can do, and that therefore our brothers and sisters, or not all that we can do, but very first thing we need to do is pray for each other. Amen? Pray for each other. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Show yourself strong towards my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.